Eh bien, bonjour à tous amateurs de jazz et de vocal jazz. Effectivement, c'est l'heure de l'émission Vocal Jazz sur Divergence FM 93.9. Et cette semaine, on va la consacrer entièrement au peut-être le plus grand trio vocal de l'histoire du jazz. C'est effectivement le trio Lambert, Hendrix and Rocks. C'est-à-dire Dave Lambert, John Hendrix et Annie Ross. À la fin des années 50, la revue américaine, célèbre revue américaine Don't Beat, n'hésitez pas à titrer le groupe Lambert, Hendrix and Ross, c'est le nouveau groupe le plus en vogue du jazz. Aujourd'hui encore, et plus de 50 ans plus tard, il y a rarement eu un groupe aussi branché que ce trio. Dave Lambert, John Hendrix et Annie Ross. Ils sont restés 6 ans ensemble et ils ont gravé des albums qui sont restés dans l'histoire du jazz comme une référence, bien sûr avec l'album qui sont consacrés à Count Basie, Sing a Song of Basie. L'histoire de l'ensemble commence avec John Hendrix, le principal parolier du groupe, et la chanson Moody Moose for Love. On a dit qu'Hendrix était assis dans un café en 1952 et il a entendu le chanteur King Pleasure avec cette version de I Am in the Mood ou tout simplement Moody Moose for Love.
There I go, there I go, there I go, there I go. Pretty baby, you are the soul who snaps my control. Such a funny thing, but every time you're near me, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. There's music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so. Very close to you, turns me your slave. Come and do with me any little thing you want to. Anything, baby, just let me get next to you. Am I insane or do I really see heaven in your eyes? Bright as stars that shine up above you in the clear blue skies. How I worry about you, just can't live my life without you. Baby, come here and don't have no fear. Oh, is there wonder why I'm really feeling in the mood for love? So tell me why, stop to think about this weather, my dear. This little dream might fade away. There I go, talking out of my head again. Oh baby, won't you come and put our two hearts together? That would make me strong and brave. Ooh, when we're one, I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. If there's a cloud up above us, go on and let it rain. I'm sure our love together will endure a hurricane. Oh, my baby, won't you please let me love you and give a relief from this awful misery?
What is all this talk about loving me, my sweet? I am not afraid, not anymore, not like before. Don't you understand me now, baby, please? Together, do it soon. My soul's on fire. Come on and take me. I'll be what you make me, my darling, my dear.
Oh, baby, you make me feel so good. Let me take you by the hand. Come, let us visit out there in that new promised land. Maybe there we can find a good place to use a loving state of mind. I'm so tired of being without and never knowing what love's about. James Moody, you can come on in, man, and you can blow now if you want to. We're through.
Alors, il faut savoir que l'histoire de ce trio commence avec tout simplement John Hendrix, qui deviendra le principal parolier du groupe. Et cette chanson, il est assis dans un café en 52 et il entend donc King Pleasure. On va quand même préciser que la vocaliste qui l'accompagne, King Pleasure, c'est Blossom Derry. Les musiciens, Meryl Stepter à la trompette, Lem Davis à l'alto, Ray Abrams au sax ténor, Cecil Payne au baryton, Ticho Wickshire au piano et Leonard Gaskin à la basse, Teddy Lee étant à la batterie. Alors ce style va devenir un style qu'on appellera le jazz vocalaise parce qu'il s'agit en fait pour des chanteurs de reprendre tout simplement les solos, ou les soli pour être beaucoup parlé en français, des instrumentistes. C'est encore tout nouveau. Le premier qui aura cette idée-là, ce sera Eddie Jefferson. Et d'ailleurs, c'est lui qui aura mis les paroles sur cette version chantée, donc, qui avait été interprétée par James Moody à l'époque, Dave Burns à la trompette, William Shepherd au trombone, James Moody à l'alto, Pee-wee Moore au baryton, Jimmy Boyd est au piano, John Latham est à la basse, Joe Harris, lui, a été remplacé cette fois-ci, et la vocaliste qui était à l'époque Yona Wade a été remplacée, évidemment, par Eddie Jefferson.
There I go, there I go, there I go, there I go. Pretty baby, you are the soul that snaps my control. Such a funny thing, but every time you're near me, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. This music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so very close to you, turns me your slave. Come and do with me any little thing you want to. Anything, baby, just let me get next to you. Am I insane or do I really see heaven in your eyes? Bright as stars that shine up above there in the clear blue sky. How I worry about you, just can't live my life without you, baby. Come here, don't have no fear. Wonder why I'm really feeling in the mood for love. And tell me why I stop to think about this weather, my dear. This little dream might fade away. There I go a-talking out of my head again. Oh baby, won't you come and put our two hearts together? That would make me strong and brave. Oh, when we are one, I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. If there's a cloud up above us, go on and let it rain. I'm sure our love together can endure a hurricane. Oh, my baby, won't you let me love you and get a relief from this awful misery? What is all this talk about loving me, my sweet? I am not afraid, not anymore, not like before. Can't you understand me now, baby? Please pull yourself together, do it soon. My soul's on fire, come on and take me. I'll be what you make me, my darling, my dear. Oh, baby, you make me feel so good. Let me take you by the hand. Come, let us visit out there in that new promised land. Maybe there we can find a true place to keep our lovely state of mind. I'm so tired of being without love. Never know what love's about. Second moon, you can come on in, man. You can blow now if you want to. I'm through.
Alors, si John Hendricks était le génie lyrique du groupe, Dave Lambert, lui, était le génie vocal. Lambert était déjà un arrangeur reconnu, mais c'était aussi, évidemment, un chanteur à part entière. Il avait donc décidé, lui, de vraiment mettre en avant la voix et de l'utiliser comme un instrument. Et donc, eh bien, en 1956, ABC Paramount demande au duo de créer des versions chanter sur des airs de Count Basie pour un prochain album. Ils avaient tellement craint qu'un groupe de chanteurs de studio ne leur pique cette idée-là qu'ils ont décidé, tout simplement, eh bien, de prendre ceci à leur compte. Ils vont faire appel pour cela, pour compléter ce duo, ils vont faire appel à la chanteuse Annie Ross, qui, elle, a déjà eu la chance de pouvoir faire du scat et du vocalese sur des thèmes bien connus. Notamment, on va enchaîner avec deux titres. Le premier thème, ce sera Farmer's Market de tout simplement Art Farmer, et le deuxième, Twisted de Wardle Gray.
Once there was a girl and she was right from the sticks. Thought she'd go out to the market one day. And hey, we should save the town. She was the toast, really the most. We don't want to boast, but scads of lads would all surround a city slicker. Sure, what hound did she walk in the marketplace? What did she see? Crew cut and cute with a crazy goatee. What a blend. He was the end selling beans. Dressed in his jeans, what a buy she. I got beans at a bargain, little girl. Won't you step right up? Cast your eyes upon my ware. You will have no other care. There'll be no other worry there. If you see the crazy pair, you'll have when they've cleaned and cooked a crazy on the table. I got them fresh this very morning from the backyard, and I picked them all myself. I hoped you would come along and buy my beans, because what I'm trying to say is they taste so good. They taste so very, very, very good. Take advantage of a bargain, come on and buy some. We got string beans, snap beans, lima beans. We got the very kind of beans that I would like to put right in your fresh cooker. Pretty baby, don't you see what I mean? They're the finest of beans, coolest of beans. They're the best beans that you could find in this or any other marketplace. What are you trying to prove with all your talk of beans? Yes, I know that they look crazy, but they're just beans. Only beans, they will have to go because of something. You should know that though I think the beans are great, well, you can leave them off my plate because they're not my favorite dish. Hey, let me say, I am not the guy who's supposed to sell beans. It's a means to you, cause I knew that I should be your guy. Come, baby, let me try. Once there was a drummer straight from New York, touring the country with Wardell Gray. And hey, we could sure say of the drums, he was a toast, really the most. We don't want to boast, but all the crazy chicks were down him, all the crazy bands were down him. Then one day he met the one that made his head whirl. He met and married the same little girl. What a blend. They are the end, they're real cool. House with a pool, crazy scenes blended on the beats. Told me that I was right out of my head the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no. My analyst told me that I was right out of my head. He said I need treatment, but I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined, went out of his sight, took me out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts. No more is our answer, but so no. They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas, but I knew what was happening. I knew I was a genius. What's so strange if you know that you're a wizard at three? I knew that this was meant for me. I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I drank a fifth of vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to. Now do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all after day, Graham Bell. They all after Edison and also an Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if they just couldn't understand the reasoning and the logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, it was insane, so just let them laugh at me when I refused to ride on all those double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top. Told me that I was right out of my head the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no. My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, but I said, "Your doctor, I think that it's you instead, because I have got a thing that's unique and new. It proves that I'll have the last lap on you, because instead of one head, I got two. And you know, two heads are better than one."
Annie Ross, enregistrée cette fois-ci en 1952, avec notamment, alternant au piano, il y avait donc Teacher Wiltshire, mais aussi, alors que vous l'avez reconnu, c'était donc Ron Ramirez. On va quand même faire valoir que Dave Lambert n'était pas n'importe qui. Il faut savoir qu'il avait déjà créé, dès 1945, un groupe vocal, alors qu'il était au sein du big band de Gene Krupa. Le groupe vocal était composé donc de Lillian Lane, Dave Lambert, bien sûr, Buddy Stewart et Jerry Dwan. On va les écouter notamment dans le titre What Is This?
Lord, it'll dead, Lord, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, Lord, it'll dead, 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 Lord, it'll dead,